praise God indeed. Let's give him a hand clap of praise. We just want to lift him up and honor him. Praise the Lord. Looking forward to tonight's service. Glad each and every one of you could be here. Just going to ask y'all if you would. Let's all just stand and we'll go to the Lord in prayer this evening. Are there any prayer requests on my right side tonight? Spoken prayer requests? Yes, Miss Lori. Michelle. Okay, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Sure will. Absolutely. Anyone else on my right side with a spoken prayer request tonight? Alrighty. Anyone on the left side with a spoken prayer request? Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Most definitely will. Anyone else in the congregation? I don't want to miss anyone. Alrighty. Anyone up on the roster with a spoken prayer request? Brother Eddie?
Family of Jimmy Carlsey and the family of Jerry Smith. Of
Pennsylvania. Absolutely. Anyone else? All right. Yes, Miss Penny.
We've got several families in church that have come in contact with someone that's tested positive for COVID. So they've all requested prayer that their house up here, but they won't be coming for, I guess, a week or so. We'll call them. Yeah. They don't have.
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll most definitely lift each and every one up. If you have an unspoken prayer request, just show. Yes, ma'am. Seeing some of the church texts to different churches that are having asking for prayer for their churches, for the congregation. But we know that God is almighty. If you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by raising your hand. Praise God. Brother Chris, would you mind leading us in opening prayer, please? Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, brother. While you're standing, I haven't had a chance to give this to him in the back, but if you would turn to page 92, just a little talk with Jesus.
And we got some help back here. Praise God.
Worship the Lord. Just a little talk with Jesus.
Made me whole.
Amen. praise Him tonight. Y'all may be seated if you can. If you get a chance, turn around and tell somebody how much Jesus loves them. I know God knows how much we love Him and how much we really, really want to stand strong for Him. Praise the Lord. We're going to call on some special singers after we take up our evening offering. But I just want to take a minute. I got corrected a little while ago, so I just want to ask for forgiveness. But I just want to let each and every singer, everyone that plays an instrument, everyone that's using their talents to let God just to bless each and every one of us and to lift it up to the Lord. I want to thank each and every one for all you do. Thank y'all. Everyone here, we just appreciate you so much, so much. We just praise God. Thank you, bud. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our offering, please?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank everybody who prayed for my mama to have to stay because she had to stay another week. So y'all keep praying.
All right.
And I want to thank the Lord right quick. I've been praying for my eyes. I've come up here a couple times, not only for my natural eyes, but for my spiritual eyes too. And I do believe the Lord's opening up my spiritual eyes. But I was wearing glasses and it got to one day where I just couldn't see. And I took them off, and I could see so much clearer. And so I quit wearing them to look far away. I did have to still wear them to read a little bit, but I could look far away and not have to wear them. And so I went to the doctor Friday, and he told me, he said, your long vision is 20/20. Praise God for that. And he said, but you're reading, it's 20/25. He said, so you just need a little bit of a reading glasses. And I've even noticed that if the words are big enough now, I can read a little bit without glasses. So I went and bought me some store glasses. So if I mess up or get lost, y'all just gonna have to work with me here till I get used to all of this. People said I'd never make it. I'd never see it through. But they don't know what keeps me going. I guess I never have met you. The day you came along, you turned my tears into laughter, you gave me a brand new song, and I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. but to prosper. Was left hanging over my head. You never count for nothing. That's what most people say. I've been known to be unsettled. Never stayed around too long. But you're the treasure I've been searching for. And I'm still holding on. You gave me a smile. You touched my heart, you touched my soul. And the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. And I'm still holding on. You're the best thing ever found. And the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. And I'm still holding on. You're the best thing ever found.
Feeling fine if you got the word for it.
You know the word?
I'm feeling fine.
Mighty fine.
bring but about four up here with me, but we'll see how it goes. He is able. I got able here to listen.
How many of you know that the Lord's on our side? Praise the Lord. Did he talk with you today? Did you talk to him? Did he tell you everything's going to be all right? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's good to hear, ain't it? It makes a difference whenever our brothers and sisters tell us that, you know. We always like to hear it, but whenever it comes from God. Oh, my goodness. You know why he tells us that? Because he's able to take care of every situation. Y'all worship the Lord with me as I sing, He is able. He is able. He is able. He is able to carry me through. He is able. Standing in my view, and the waves are tossing higher than this mortal man could ever endure. I just call upon the Savior. Through the darkness I see him coming near, and his hand is reaching for me. For I know he will carry me through. Oh, he is able. He is able. He is able to carry me through. He is able.
and let the world go by. Now when it's time to depart from this old body of mine, I don't want to own one thing that I can leave behind. I want to be free to sail through the sky. That's why I'm walking with Jesus and letting the world go by. I'll stand for Jesus and let the world go by. I'll claim His promise, He will supply. We'll walk together, let the world go by. I'll stand for Jesus and let the world go by.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brother Jeff, y'all coming on up. While they're getting ready, I just want to say something about that song. You know, it seemed like through Scripture, through the Word of God, and I know it's music and that it's written, and I just believe in my heart that God had His hand in writing so many things. Because in this world, this day and time today, when else would be a better time than to sing that song? It says, no matter what is going on around me, I'm going to stand for Jesus. And we're going to love on Him and just let Him love on us. And I just want to thank Him for answered prayers and for all the things that He's doing. And for everything that's being passed on by, you know, by the Lord. And just, I love each and every one of you, and we thank you for your prayers. Let me change your mic.
This is the magic microphone, the one that decided to
go down on its own.
I think it has a sign.
Check.
So,
I can't really hear it.
The song was on my wife's heart the other day, and for some reason it was whispering in my thoughts too, and it kind of brings it back into perspective. It's actually a song about me bringing it back into perspective. Heart of worship. Let it just sing to you a little bit.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's a word that'll bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart. God of worship, and it's all about you, all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing that made it, when it's all about you, all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth,
King of endless worth,
no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the thinkings up here, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing that made it, when it's all about you, it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, back to the heart of worship, when it's all about you, all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing that made it, when it's all about you, all about you, Jesus.
It's all about Him, amen.
That's one of my favorite songs. I love that song. I just wanted to share, I shared this with Sister Brenda Friday, but I hadn't had a chance to tell Sister Penny or any of the other ladies that's coming to Bible study. But we're studying about the end times and in Revelation, Daniel, different scriptures. And you know how you get these phone calls that don't have a name, it's just a number, and it says where it's from? Generally, I don't answer them. But Friday, I was sitting on my couch, and it said Tampa, Florida, and it was a number. And I answered it. And this lady said, good morning. And I was like, good morning. And she said, I was just wanting to know if I could share a word of encouragement from the Bible today with you. And I said, sure. So I told Sister Brenda, it was so funny because she first shared about how we learned the Lord's Prayer when we were little. And then she talked about the things that was going on in the world. And she said, you sound like you're a Bible reader. And I said, yes, ma'am. So she shared a scripture out of Daniel. And she shared one out of Revelation with me. And then she said, is your name Jamie? And I said, no, but I get calls for her all the time because I have a Tennessee number. And this lady lives in Tennessee, but she still has a Florida number. And I said, it's no coincidence that you called me. And I shared with her that we were learning about the end time. And she said, that's amazing. And she said, do you mind if I call you another time? And everything that she read, I mean, it wasn't out of some other Bible or anything. It was all King James Version. And I said, sure. She said, maybe next time you could share something with me that you're learning out of your Bible study. So I thought, God is amazing. I mean, He can take a lady from on the other side of Mount Eagle, Tennessee, to call me.
and let's talk about the Lord. And that was encouraging, too, to know that there's people out there, because she said it's a group of ladies. They call people randomly just to give them encouragement from God's Word. So I had to share that with you, ladies. I thought that was pretty neat. I wanted to sing. I haven't sang this song in a while, but it's been on my heart. I want to sing What a Beautiful Name It Is. Y'all worship with me.
Could tear my radar.
Songs. You know, we did a song the other day that I know we've all sang. And I've asked Miss Tabitha and I'm going to ask Miss Penny and Brother Eddie and Miss Lisa to back me up on this. But it talks about, and I'm just going to read it to you. And it just, well, it's what a friend we have in Jesus. It says, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. And that's really where we are right now. I know you're praying church, and I know we're praying church, and I know how much we love the Lord. But we're going to go back, now that we've already got in the Spirit and just letting the Lord lead us. But I'm going to ask you all if you would just stand. And we're going to do this as a congregational number, but I want you to worship the Lord. Because He is a true friend indeed. And as the message that we've been hearing lately, God's calling us right now. And He's provided the way, and that's through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We do have a friend in Jesus. So I need all y'all to mic up and help me sing it. Page 341, what a friend we have in Jesus.
What a privilege to care.
Lord, for working out situations that seem so impossible. Lord, we love and praise You this evening, dear Lord, and forever. Lord, we want to lift You up, dear Lord. We know that we're not alone, Lord, as long as we accept You to be our Lord and Savior. Lord, we just praise You this evening. We just worship You, dear Lord. We thank You for Your many, many, many blessings. But, dear Lord, we just know at this time and day that we need You more than ever before. Lord, we need Your strength. We need Your guidance, dear Lord. We need that shield, Lord, that we can bring to You in that faith, dear Lord. And we just Your righteousness, dear Lord, and all that You are. Because we're as filthy rags. But, dear Lord, we just love and praise You, dear Lord. We're not worthy, but Thou art great. And, dear Lord, we give You all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God. I could go on forever. Brother Eddie, we're going to turn it over to you right now. You got something for us? And
you need to take advantage of these requests you get. Brother Chris, you put a song on the Facebook this week. Get your mic, brother. One more
rhythm. My wife knows me too well. Don't mess it up. Because I get excited. I get excited. I can't help it. I get excited. I just, whoo, hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is good. And what I feel right now, I wouldn't trade for anything in the world. Glory to God. I've only got one more river to cross. I've only got one more mountain to climb. I've only got one more battle with the devil. And Brother Jeff, I'll be leaving it all behind. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Better put the words up there because I know I'm not going to be able to remember them all. Brother Eddie, you better help me out. Thank You, Jesus. Troubles and trials in my little life's hand. Standing alone, the battle gets hard. Just do the best I can. Bust across a million valleys, shed a million tears. When I come to the river Jordan, hallelujah, then I have no fear. Well, I got one more river to cross, one more valley to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving it all behind. Jesus, hallelujah, holding to His nail-scarred hand, holding to His nail-scarred hand. A lot of people talk about these, just to walk this narrow way. Just another little valley, came through it, but I pray. I've climbed a lot of high mountains, crossed a lot of little streams. We'll see old Joel, though it's not going to be the last one. Yeah. One more river to cross. And I know He'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah. Holding to His nail-scarred hand. Holding to His nail-scarred hand. River to cross. One more mountain to climb. One more valley that I gotta go through. Leaving it others behind. One more battle with the devil. And I know He'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah. Nail-scarred hand, holding to His nail-scarred hand.
Been a lot of people talk about me since I walked this narrow way. It's just another little valley, came through it when I prayed. I've climbed a lot of high mountains, gone through a lot of little streams. When I see old Jordan, cold and dark, gonna be the last for me.
Well, I got one more river to cross, one more mountain. my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail scarred hand. Well, I've got one more, oh hallelujah, one more mountain to climb. One more battle that I gotta go through, leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, and I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand. Holding to his nail-scarred hand. Holding to his nail-scarred hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God ain't done with that. We all going through some things. Oh, hallelujah. We talked in Sunday school about how it was, we were tired sometimes. Oh, I know you're tired. I know you're child of God. I know you're tired. I know we feel like we're pilgrims sometimes, Sister Linda. But it's just one more mountain. It's just one more valley. It's just one more river that we have to cross. Oh, man, it talks about I can see old Jordan. Oh, Sister Jenny, I can see old Jordan sometimes. And it looks cold and dark. But I know on the other side of that land is that promised land. Woo! And I'm going there. I'm going there. I've heard the stories ever since I was about 5 years old and I was just a young man. I've heard the stories of heaven. And I know that Brother Thomas were that much closer from seeing what's on that. Oh, hallelujah. What's on that other shore? My dad's gone on before. My father-in-law's gone on before. My little sister's gone on before. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. Hallelujah. One more. One more. That's all it's going to be. One more. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
I see the lights of that city up ahead. Amen. I believe every Bible reader knows that we're almost time to cross over that last obstacle. Oh, and what a day that's going to be. You know what? We're going to be singing forever and ever and ever. These old bodies won't tire out. The voices won't crack. We're just going to be in that angel band forever and ever. Glory and praise in the Lord. God bless you for coming tonight. We so appreciate you being here. I knew that there were several people that wasn't going to be able to be here tonight. And this is the last Sunday in January. So I thought it'd be just a good time to worship and praise the Lord. And we're so glad that you came and spent that Sunday night with us. And our hopes and prayers that you have a wonderful and glorious week. Amen. And let's just continue to pray one for another, and especially for those who've been devastated by this sickness that seems to be rearing its ugly head again. So let's pray for protection for all of us and healing for those who have been affected. Amen. With this prayer, we'll be dismissed. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful, God, to come into your house to sing praises unto you. God, we're so thankful for the spirit that we feel here tonight, for the delivering power, God, that you sent down. Father, I pray that you would bless this congregation. I pray, God, that you would keep us all safe from harm and danger. Protect us, God, and we pray for those who are sick, those who are afflicted. God, that your healing power would minister to each and every one. Lord, as we now leave, I pray, God, that you would lead us and guide us and keep us safe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Praise. Oh, okay. Sure. Absolutely.
Lord, as we come to God on what's happened to these two men. God, we know that you're able, God. Lord, to intercede for each and every man. God, I pray for this brother. God, I pray for my nation, God. God, to your heart. Lord, if you're happy, I'm happy, God. Lord, thank you.
be safe. Praise God.